For centuries, mountain caribou inhabited the unique inland rainforest of the Pacific Northwest. Now, they're on the brink of extinction. A photographer spent 3 years documenting the plight of the tiny herd that remained in parts of Washington and Idaho until last month, when wildlife officials moved them to Canada. David Moskowitz collected his photos into the new book, Caribou Rainforest. He also produced a film on the subject. Moskowitz spoke with KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe about what he calls a magically wild place at a crossroads.
So the book is called Caribou Rainforest, and the cover image shows a bull peering out between some trees. Is this book more about the caribou or the rainforest?
The book is about the rainforest, and the caribou is the ambassador for this really unique ecosystem. So you learn about the rainforest through the eyes and life of the caribou and how it interacts with the entire ecosystem.
And where exactly is this rainforest located? It's literally hundreds of miles from an ocean.
It's the headwaters of the Columbia and Fraser Rivers, primarily a little bit of the upper end of the Peace River as well, but it is draped across a whole series of mountain ranges, including the Selkirks, Purcells, Caribou Mountains, Monashees, and even the western edge of the Rocky Mountains in Canada and all the way over to northwestern Montana.
Are caribou like reindeer or are they different?
Mountain caribou are a distinct ecotype of caribou. In Europe, they're called reindeer. So same species, but distinctively different subspecies and ecotype.
So you became fascinated with this landscape. You've written two other books. What was the fascination with this animal?
The project kind of started on a whim for me. I decided to go searching for mountain caribou that I'd read about and written about, but never actually been able to see or photograph. And they live in a beautiful part of the world. And I wanted to see them with my own eyes and photograph them. I thought an interesting photo essay might come out of it. But when I went up into the region and I learned more about just how unique the ecosystem was, I got much more interested. And during that first month, when I realized that we were actually actively destroying their habitat, even as we were trying to protect them through the Endangered Species Act or the Species at Risk Act in Canada, from a conservation perspective, like storytelling, this was amazing. I was literally driving up the road into the places I was told was like the best habitat for mountain caribou. And I was watching their habitat come down the road on logging trucks.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that that's even allowed.
It is. It's happening a day's drive from Seattle or Vancouver in two of theoretically the more progressive nations on the planet is really pretty astounding.
So there's a movie, too. You got really into this and produced a film about it. I wanted to play an excerpt. It really sets up the theme of the whole project.
Some of the last remaining tracts of uncut inland temperate rainforest have been protected as critical habitat for the endangered mountain caribou. However, this has not been enough to stop their decline. And if these caribou go extinct, not only will our planet lose a magnificent creature, but these ancient forests will likely fall with them.
How many are there left?
Mountain caribou, the whole population, there's probably about 11 or 1,200 animals left. And that's spread out across an area that's thousands of square miles. So it seems like, well, that's pretty good, but it's actually subdivided into about a dozen subgroups that actually many of them don't have any connection with each other. So they've become isolated and these smaller fragmented populations are critically endangered. And so they're, you know, across their range, critically threatened with imminent extinction.
And they're very elusive. You describe the process of finding them in your film really nicely. Another excerpt from it, one of your co-authors, Marcus Reinerson, he's a wildlife tracker,
so
talks about what it was like doing this work.
Well, where we are is home and refuge to one of the largest remaining herds of mountain caribou. They're still really challenging to find. They make a living in places where not many other things like to go. So in a sense, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
So it must have just been so hard to do your work. You did rely a lot on these camera traps to take images. What's that process like?
Yeah, so, you know, as Marcus said, basically their whole survival strategy is to disappear into the forest. And they've often been called the ghosts of the rainforest. And so when that's your strategy, then it gets really hard to find you, especially when your numbers start dwindling. Actually, the first year and a half of our field work was very frustrating. We'd get a few glimpses of them now and again, but it wasn't until we really started working on camera trapping that we were able to nail down some really engaging images in some of the habitat that's harder to catch them in, or some of those last few animals right on the border with the United States. Camera trapping was integral to that. And then also for capturing images of a bunch of the other species that they share the rainforest with, grizzly bears and wolves and, you know, all sorts of other cool critters.
What was it like opening the trap afterward to find out what was in there?
It can be like Christmas if you get something good, but sometimes you'll show up and it's like been sitting out for a month and then a rabbit has come and like chewed through a cable. And so it stopped working 3 days out, or the batteries died, or a bear ripped it up. So you really never know what you're going to get.
You saw the landscape change a lot, even as you were in process. What was happening on the land?
Well, certainly the dynamics for that last herd of caribou on the U.S.-Canadian border was shifting, you know, and actually, as I'm doing this book tour, is right when the last few animals were extirpated.
Explain that a little bit. The remaining six were moved from the U.S. into Canada?
Yeah, there's two southernmost herds. One of them almost came down into the U.S. The other one did come down into the U.S. And the last animals from both of those herds, or almost all of the animals from both of those herds, and definitely all the animals that were coming down into the U.S., were removed by British Columbia and put into a pen further north, where they're scheduled to be released into a larger, more stable herd up there. British Columbia has committed to working on a captive breeding program to support reintroduction efforts once they can figure out all the details about how to do that, in partnership with tribes on the U.S. side of the border and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But there's no legally binding obligation for them to do that. So what the future holds for caribou on the U.S. side of the border really is very murky at this point.
David Moskowitz. His new book is titled Caribou Rainforest.